Right then, David, so how's it been this evening so far?
Very good so far. Quite enjoying it. I think everybody else is. And you are, so that's the main thing.
And you've got a real mixture of pieces in the in your performance. I mean, is that something you think is really important for bands to do?
Yeah, I put programmes together to entertain, not the traditional brass band sort of programme. Overtures, sort of, to me, are old-fashioned, so I try to keep it as modern as I can, with a wide selection of entertaining music.
And you've got an awful lot more concerts coming up in the near future. I mean, you've got the Duck Race, and then you've got Whit Friday too.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. We're doing an outside last night at the Proms in a couple of weeks at a golf club in Davie Hume. And of course, like you said, the Whit Friday. We're busy with the walks in the morning, of course, being a Saddleworth band. And then in the afternoon, all hell breaks loose and away we go. We've been very successful over the last 2 years, so we're hoping that we're going to raise a bit of money with getting some prizes. It'll all go towards Cheltenham. So. Yeah.
And how many contests are you taking on this year at Whit Friday?
Well, we did 9 last year, so I'm looking for 9 or 10. I'll probably get shouted at for this one, but I think we're going to venture out of Saddleworth for one contest. I think we're going to go down to Broadoak at Ashton, because one of our band members' grandmother is in a wheelchair and she goes there every year, and we've never been down, so it's only right, I think, that we should just show our faces in Tameside for one quick visit and then straight back home.
So apart from that, how's all the preparations for the Nationals going?
Well, we're very unfortunate at the moment in that our solo euphonium player is having great difficulty with a dental problem. So consequently, I'm on the loop for a solo euphonium player. Our second euphonium player is, applied to go in the Royal Marines music school. So I'm just hoping that doesn't come before September. But on the whole, everybody's up for it. The whole band is very excited about it. Come June, we'll find out what the piece is, and then it's all systems go.
And you've had a lot of support from the other bands in this area?
Oh, very much, yeah. Every band in the area has been brilliant, to be perfectly honest. Diggle were the first band that came down and played a free concert at the club, and that was quickly followed with the Oldham Lees band, which were the Tameside champions. And last weekend we had the Mosley band, which were Butlin's champions. Next week we've actually got one of our opposition coming down from Goulburn, and they're playing in the fourth section with us. But Jason Smith, who's the musical director, is a very old friend of mine, and I'm sure we'll have some fun anyway. But everybody, Delph came down. Delph are doing a youth band concert. I'm sure that Dobcross will assist us. I know Dobcross Youth Band have already offered to purchase the music for the contest in support, and I must admit I have to thank James Garlick, who's the musical director, for everything that Jim's done. He's been absolutely fabulous. He's loaned us instruments when we've had to have instruments repaired. So everybody's supporting us. It's fabulous.
Okay, and if people want to get in touch and help out, what's the best thing they could do? To keep an eye out for what events are coming up at the club?
Yeah, look on the borsesband.com or borsesband.co.uk. There's a section on the website that's got everything to do with Cheltenham. All our engagements and all the club concerts, etc., are all listed on there. There's going to be stuff in the newspaper. And of course, if anybody really wants to, they can always ring me up. I'm quite happy to speak to them.